Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
Musicians have that uncanny knack of letting us feel good about feeling bad with those songs about love gone wrong. And today, to honor the 39th Earth Day, we turn to songs about how our relationship with the Earth is going wrong and how we might set it right, starting with a story of revolution from Sheryl Crow. Songs about the impact of environmental chaos date back to the first Earth Day in 1970, when a hit tune from Marvin Gaye linked the gutters of the ghetto to a globe going awry.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now, now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows. From the north and south and east. Whoa, mercy, mercy me. Mercy. All things and what they used to be lost. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury.
Labor, civil rights, and eco-activist Pete Seeger.
Mr. Thompson starts his Cadillac, winds it down the freeway track, leaving friends and neighbors in a hydrocarbon haze. He's joined by lots of smaller cars, all sending gases to the stars, there to form a seething cloud that hangs for 30 days. And the sun licks down into it with an ultraviolet tongue, turns it into smog, then it settles in our lungs. Oh, garbage, 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 garbage. We're filling up the sky with garbage. What will we do when there's nothing left to breathe but garbage?
Garbage, written by Bill Steele shortly before that first Earth Day and sung here by Pete Seeger. Canadian songwriter and poet Joni Mitchell also wrote a hit back in 1970, and it was a hit once again for Counting Crows more than three decades later.
They paved paradise and put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? They paved paradise and put up a parking lot. Took all the trees and put them in a tree museum, and they charged the people a dollar and a half to see them. No, 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 don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? You pay a paradise and put up a fucking lie.
While many musicians are environmental activists, few have started their own environmental philanthropies, among them Rainforest Foundation creator and former lead singer for The Police, Sting. Seizing on solutions, Sting sings how one Earth is enough if only we are willing to love. Love, he declares, is the seventh wave and a deeper wave than eco-destruction.
Keep on with the mist, smiling in the world.
Our musical tribute to Earth Day and its diverse rhythms is a reminder that each of our hearts beat in time with the turning of the days. We celebrate the Earth because we love our home and want to keep it livable for all of us and those who follow. And for this week, that is Living on Earth.
Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Bobby Bascom, Eileen Balinski, Bruce Gellerman, Ingrid Lobeth, Helen Palmer, Ike Srishkendaraja, and Mitra Taj, with help from Sarah Calkins and Marilyn Gavoni. Special thanks this week to Rachel Gottbaum, who produced our Crow Story from Auburn, New York. Our interns are Lindsay Breslau, Liz Gross, Phil DiMartino, and Christine Parrish. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Learish-Dean composed our themes. You can find us anytime at loe.org. I'm Jeff Young.
And I'm Steve Kerwood. Thanks for listening. And happy Earth Day.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science, and Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield pays its farmers not to use artificial growth hormones on their cows. Details at stonyfield.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners. The Ford Foundation, the Town Creek Foundation, the Oak Foundation, supporting coverage of climate change and marine issues. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live a healthy, productive life. Information at gatesfoundation.org. And Pax World Mutual Funds, socially and environmentally sustainable investing. Pax World for tomorrow. On the web at paxworld.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.